What India is trying to do now is to basically put a veneer of normalcy to claim that that this is a done deal and the international community must just accept it. So that's what they're trying to do. It's primarily misusing its presidency of the G20 right now, flouting international law, actually, because what it does is it sends a wrong signal to the big powers that they can forcibly control a region and, the international community must accept it as a fait accompli. Well, it wants to legitimize what it did on August 5, 2019, which was undemocratic and unilateral annexation of Kashmir. I think that the countries that are participating have made a bad choice. I mean, we live in an era where big powers are basically invading other countries and taking over land. What if tomorrow Russia decides to become the president of G20 and, you know, invite delegations to the occupied parts of Ukraine? Would the US, UK, France, and any other country go there and legitimize that occupation? I know that some of these countries want to ease India because they want India to sort of participate as a bulwark against China. But I think that a lot of principles are getting lost in this geopolitical game. And I also believe that the countries that are actually participating have not sent high-level delegations to Srinagar. So the reality is that this is, in a way, a diplomatic blowback for India. I mean, they expected some kind of an enthusiastic response, but I don't think it has become that. Already Kashmir is heavily militarized. Already Kashmiris don't have the freedom of expression. Young Kashmiris have been picked up and sent to jails. And because of these events, even more repression is carried out. So in a way, this is on G20 delegates who go to Kashmir, because by participating in it, they are complicit in the repression in Kashmir. One of the interesting aspects of G20 is that it does not only talk about the economy, it talks about ecology of climate, environment, and sustainable growth. But this meeting is happening in a region where Indian state has relentlessly pursued ecocide. It has built dams, it has extended tourist seasons in fragile glacial regions. It has, especially after August 5, 2019, allowed domestic mining companies from India to extract mineral resources from fragile riverine systems in Kashmir. So this is truly a farce, really, that has been played by the Indian state, as the president of the G20 right now.